President Trump suggests midterm election result was best possible outcome for dealmaking. By Joel B. Polag on November 7, 2018. President Donald Trump described the results of Tuesday's midterm elections as the best possible outcome for the country on Wednesday morning, noting that a slim Democratic majority in the U.S. House would make it easier for him to achieve deals on big issues. Speaking to the press from the East Room of the White House, Trump added that a slim Republican majority would have given small dissenting factions the ability to stop the legislative process. He also suggested Democrats should take the legislative initiative on policy. So if the Republicans won, and let's say we held on by 2 or 1 or 3, it would have been very hard, having that many Republicans, to ever even get support among Republicans. Because there'll always be 1 or 2 or 3 people that, for good reason or for bad reason or for grandstanding, we have that, too. You've seen that. You've seen that, plenty of grandstanding. But for certain reasons, that many people, you're always going to have a couple that won't do it. So that puts us in a very bad position. In other words, had we kept, and this is no, I'm saying this for a very basic reason. It's common sense. It puts us in a very tough position. We win by 1 or 2 or 3, and you'll have 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. Even, come over and say, you know, look, we're not going to go along with this. We want this, 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 and all of a sudden, we can't even. We wouldn't even be able to get it, in many cases, out of the Republicans' hands before we sent it on to the Senate. And now, we have a much easier path, because the Democrats will come to us with a plan for infrastructure, a plan for health care, a plan for whatever they are looking at, and we'll negotiate. And as you know, it's been very hard in the Senate, because we've, need, essentially, 10 votes from Democrats, and we don't get those votes, because the Democrats do really stick together well. I don't agree with them on a lot of policy, but I agree with them on sticking together. They stick together great. So now, we go into the Senate, we don't have the 10 votes, and what happens? It doesn't get passed. Even if it gets out of the House, it doesn't get passed. So under the new concept of what we're doing, I say, come on, let me see what you have. They want to do things. So it really could be a beautiful, bipartisan type of situation. If we won by 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, that wouldn't happen, and the closer it is, the worse it is. This way, they'll come to me, we'll negotiate, maybe we'll make a deal, maybe we won't, that's possible. Trump's approach would seem to echo that of President Bill Clinton, who reacted to the midterm election loss of both the House and the Senate in 1994 by reaching out to Republicans. Clinton struck deals on welfare reform and a balanced budget that stand as the great achievements of his presidency. It is a sharp contrast to the approach taken by President Barack Obama, who stuck to his left-wing agenda after suffering massive losses in the 2010 midterms and again in 2014. Obama deliberately torpedoed a grand bargain on spending in 2011, then rejected the recommendations of his own bipartisan commission on debt reduction. Trump's analysis seemed a genuine conviction, more than a rationalization of disappointing House results. His comments mirrored those of cartoonist and pundit Scott Adams, who drew similar conclusions on Wednesday morning. Scott Adams says declares last night's results, Republicans keeping Senate, Democrats winning House, the best case scenario, the best setup the country has ever had for a good result. Lots of ways for both sides to win, to America's overall benefit and Trump's, too. Hashtag MAGA. Joel B. Polak, at Joel Polak, November 7, 2018. Moreover, unlike Clinton who adopted the opposing party's agenda, Trump still has leverage, through the Senate, to focus on his own policies while soliciting proposals from Democrats. He also made it clear he intends to push back against Democrats if they tie his administration up in investigations by using the Senate to investigate them. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.